Good afternoon. Welcome to the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development. I hope you all enjoyed your Friday off in snow. As you have now heard, we'll probably be taking that time back on Wednesday. In addition to that, we're going to have a short meeting today. Only three items on the agenda, two of which will be very quick, the third of which will not happen. House Bill 4111 will be carried over to our Wednesday hearing. Hopefully that's sufficient notice. Thank you, Patrick. Very good. And with that, we're going to go just out of order. We are going to take some action, or at least consider some action, on both of the remaining two. Since Representative Frederick is here, let's open a work session on House Bill 4063. Representative Frederick, I understand you have an amendment. Perhaps you could describe it to us.
Hello, Chair Reed and committee. Thank you for having me back. You should have an amendment in front of you that basically answers some of the questions that were brought up during the session in the last week.
Representative Frederick, I'm sorry,
I need to introduce myself.
Thank you.
I'm Representative Lou Frederick, District 43, North and Northeast Portland.
Thank you.
There were several questions that were brought up by the Director of State Lands and also by several other people, including the Chair, regarding the working group that would look at this situation, and I think we've settled that as well as found a way to make sure that we have a way of a tiebreaker in case there are decisions that are made that, well, with eight people on the committee. So I think that works pretty well. The Director of State Lands seems to be pleased with it, and I hope we can get something going and we can find a way to pay for brownfields cleanup at some point.
Thank you, Representative Frederick. Are there questions for Representative Frederick? Representative Betts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just to make it clear on the record, the thought is that if I'm looking at page 2 of what I think is the dash 3s, is that one?
I think it's dash 3s, yeah.
At the top it says, line 1, the task force shall identify opportunities for making loans from the Common School Fund for the purpose of financing projects to provide significant in-state economic benefits. It's the intent, I'm kind of putting words in your mouth here, the intent that if the task force identifies those opportunities, it still means that whatever the loans are, they will be appropriately secured and appropriately income generating to protect the Common School Fund.
Absolutely the case. That is something that was clearly made very clear to me on how we needed to deal with this, so that's exactly where we're going.
And then, pardon me,
please.
And the purpose of the task force then is to identify these opportunities and then report back.
Chair Reed, Representative Benz, that is exactly the case.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Other questions? Representative Parrish.
Thank you, Representative Frederick. Is there any other fund or any other source of money than the Common School Fund that would be an appropriate place to do this project? It just strikes me as Common School Fund's kind of a weird link to brownfields.
I understand. Representative Reed, Representative Parrish, I thought so too initially, that the Common School Fund has some specific requirements regarding economic development that certain money can be used for, and that's why we initially looked at that. I think that there may be some other funds as well, but at this particular point, not sure where they are, and I hope that this working group is able to find some things like that as well.
Representative Frederick, one suggestion I don't think we need to change in the amendment or the bill, but certainly as the so that you know about it, as the task force, if the bill passes and the task force does its work, I hope it shares its findings with the Oregon Growth Board as well as the legislature. The notion of finding sources of business capital is something that finds its way into a lot of different discussions, and that'd be another group that'd be interested in the results, I suspect.
Chair Reed, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I am trying to find, it's one of the things in a survey that I've done recently of a number of small businesses, that it's exactly what they're concerned about, and I'd love to find some other ways as well.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks. Anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're on a work session. Representative Benz?
It's motion.
Yes, and Patrick correctly points out that the bill does have a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Benz?
Mr. Chair, I move the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 4063 dated February 7th, 2014.
Thank you. Representative Benz has moved the dash 3 amendments to House Bill 4063 dated February 7th, 2014. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. The dash 3 amendments are adopted. Representative Betts.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 4063 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Thank you. Representative Benz has moved House Bill 4063 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation and a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means by prior reference. Is there a discussion? Seeing none. Representative Benz and then Representative Parrish.
Sure. I just want to say that on first blush, it does look as though there is no link between the underlying motivation for the bill, which is finding funds for brownfield cleanup on the one hand and the common school fund on the other. But so long as the common school fund is protected and there's appropriate security for those loans and appropriate recovery of the investment and appropriate earnings, then it's something that needs to be looked into. And I think the way that President Frederick has phrased it, which is to provide significant in-state benefits, means that this group will be looking at things other than brownfield cleanup. And I think that to the extent that we can focus our investments of these types of monies in-state with appropriate security and appropriate return on the investment, we should be doing so. So that's why I'm supporting the bill.
Thank you, sir. Representative Parrish.
Thank you. And Mr. Chair, Representative Frederick, I don't think that there's anybody who comes and represents their district on these types of issues as well as you do. My gut says that the Common School Fund, and I know this is just going to kind of go into a work group or whatever, is not the appropriate place. Even if you can, I think given the situation with schools and serving on the Education Committee, it would be hard for me to vote to look at encumbering the Common School Fund. So I'm going to be no, not because I don't care about the issue. I just think there's another way to maybe look at the money and to try to find the sources of money, and I'd be happy to do that with you. I just think that that's not the right place, and I need to support keeping the Common School Fund as intact for schools as possible, even though we're just talking loans. So thank you.
Representative Parrish, not attempting to change your vote, but I would suggest that I've had experiences where task forces are charged with recommendations. They come back with the recommendation being not to do anything. So that is also a possibility.
Yep, I get it. Thank you.
Other discussion? Any objections to the motion, which is to send the bill to the floor with a due pass recommendation and on to Ways and Means? Other than Representative Parrish, who has noted her objection.
Chair. I'll be a no on the bill as well.
Okay. Given that, the motion carries with Representative Parrish and Representative Davis objecting. And I think that takes care of House Bill 4063. So close the work session on House Bill 4063 and open a work session on House Bill 4047. We heard this bill last week. Representative Cameron, I understand you have some amendments. If you'd like to describe those, they're
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We had dash ones last week on the bill, which just took the Secretary of State out, and we still need to keep those. The dash twos, I met with the DMV after our last hearing. The dash twos remove Marion County, wherever the bill referred to Marion County, and expands it to a possibility of a statewide that doesn't limit it to Marion County and Willamette Valley. And I think there was one other. That was it. It takes Marion County out and the Willamette Valley. And the other thing was Mr. Towers had hoped that it would be a representative employee that would be on the task force, and that was my intention. And so it does say a representative employee, somebody on the front lines is who we're looking for.
Thank you, Representative Cameron. That's what they do.
So dash ones and dash twos.
Okay, very good.
Other than this bill still has a referral to Joint Ways and Means.
It also has a referral to Ways and Means. And Representative Cameron, we did not adopt the dash one amendments yet. So your preference would be to adopt both the dash ones and the dash twos. Is that right?
Right.
Very good.
Okay. I don't think we adopted dash ones. Right.
Right. So I was just making sure that they both need to go together. They're not.
Sure.
The twos don't encompass the ones. We need to do both.
Right. So are we in a work session now?
We are.
Do we want to hear it?
I was just going to ask that you've anticipated my next question. Should we call DMV and ODOT and get their perspective on the amendments? Thanks, Amy.
Chair Reed and members of the committee, Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation. Thanks to Representative Cameron for inviting me over after the last meeting to go over some potential changes. And I just received the Dash 2 maybe about 15 minutes before the hearing. It pulls out Marion County from all but one spot in the bill, so there is one spot where it remains on line 13 regarding a designee or owner of a business in the freight trucking industry. That's still in the bill according to the amendment with the Dash 2s. And then also just playing off a discussion that Representative Cameron and I had about the sort of the underpinnings of the idea behind the task force and, the idea of providing great customer service, but in a reality of fiscal constraints. So there are undoubtedly any number of wonderful customer service things that could be done that perhaps are not fiscally possible, or there are trade-offs that would need to be made, or that might be a recommendation of the task force. So just the notion that the task force might look as well at costs for doing certain things so that we can be in the realm of the feasible and the realistic as the task force goes forward. But as DMV Administrator McClellan and I testified at the last hearing, we welcome this task force, and the ability to have those outside eyes on an agency I think is a very positive thing. And selfishly, to perhaps demonstrate to some folks who take a real keen eye at the DMV some of the really great things that are going on. So I think it's going to be a positive all the way around. Thank you.
Representative Cameron, I'm curious whether the remaining reference to Marion County as it relates to the owner of a freight trucking industry business is that intentional, or did that just get missed on the other?
Mr. Chair, it slipped by, but okay. There is
there's ample.
Several. You've got May Trucking, one of the biggest ones, right off of Brooks. You've got others that are in town. We could find somebody to participate if they need that off of there. I wouldn't want to hold up the bill, I guess.
Yeah.
That was unintentional.
Okay.
Overlooked.
Okay.
The other thought is the desire is for the task force to bring back recommendations, and I would hope if there are fiscal restraints that from technology and things like that the DMV needs to implement some of the stuff that comes out of this task force and is
certainly
recommended
agree.
To the legislature, that maybe some investments need to be made to make some things happen. I know
right.
We talked about keeping it within the existing budget today, but those are discussions that obviously they could add quite a bit to this
sure.
Discussion that obviously we don't know about.
Appreciate that. So here's our situation. Because we don't have the paperwork, all we can do today is to adopt the amendments, and then we'll wait for the fiscal and revenue statements on Wednesday to go to Ways and Means. So I think I, for one, am persuaded by your point about there are business owners in Marion County who could fill that role. But I guess I would leave it to you if you want to.
My suggestion, because of the time constraints, if it's still a big deal to the DMV, if we adopt those amendments, we go over to the Senate, and when it comes to the Senate, and have a friendly amendment over there. But I think for time's sake, we get it going to get the fiscal and all those things that are needed. That would be my preference.
And if I may, Chair Reed,
please.
And Representative Cameron, there are any number of trucking businesses in this area. We have no interest in holding up the bill on something like that.
Very good. Okay, thank you. So are there any other questions for Ms. Joyce? See any? Representative Cameron, I think we're ready for a motion.
Mr. Chair, can we do them in one motion or got separate?
Let's do them
separately.
Let's do them separately.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Dash 1s to House Bill 4047.
Thank you. Representative Cameron moves the Dash 1 amendments to House Bill 4047. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the Dash 1s are adopted. Representative Cameron?
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Dash 2s to House Bill 4047.
Thank you. Representative Cameron moves the Dash 2 amendments to House Bill 4047. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, the The motion carries. The dash twos are adopted, and unfortunately, that's as far as we can go for today. But we will, as we close the work session in House Bill 4047, we'll also note that we're carrying it over to our Wednesday meeting, at which time we expect to move it on to Ways and Means. I think that's all we can do today. Is that right, Patrick?
We have carried over
House Bill 4111 to Wednesday and House Bill 4047 in its newly amended form. Very good. Okay. Anything else to come before the committee today? Wednesday, we are meeting, as you may have seen, at our regularly scheduled time. As the speaker has indicated, we're going to be hearing about the Columbia River crossing, so expect that public hearing may go long. We may have a number of people who are interested in being part of that discussion, and I hope you'll all be here. Anything else for me?
I hope to have a baby by Wednesday.
for
a number of reasons.
No excuses. Come on.
Yeah,
cool. Push her along.
We're adjourned.